dal swoje doczyszczenie. Cały refren.
And then we had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Ja nas nie mamy czwartek, piątek, sobotę i niedzielę.
With the age 13 to 21.
Za dzieckiem od 13 do 21.
Było małżeństwo dla 13-21.
And we had almost 300 young people.
I młodych było około 300.
I było około 300 młodych ludzi.
So I'm, God loves you.
Tako, Bóg mówi malo.
Bóg was miłuje.
Amen. So thank the Lord for Brother Jonathan.
Bóg za brata.
Dziękuję
Bogu
za brata Jonathana.
Sister Camilla.
Za siostrę Kamilę.
And for all of you.
I za was.
I za wszystkich was.
Before we read our scripture.
Przede wszystkim przeczytamy pismo.
Zanim czytamy z pisma.
Let's just bow our heads.
Pojdźmy na
Heavenly Father.
Niebieski Ojcze.
Ojcze Niebieski.
We never want to have a meeting without you.
Nigdy nie chcemy mieć zgromadzenia
bez Ciebie.
Lord, we're inviting you into the service.
Zapraszamy Cię do
zgromadzenia.
These times are so precious to us.
Te chwile
są dla nas tak drogie.
So would you come and speak to us?
Chcesz mi dojść i
mówić nam? Więc przyjdź, Panie,
przemów do nas. Encourage us.
Ochrabrzaj
nas.
And speak to us, we pray.
I govori nam, molimo te.
I možemo nas modlimo se.
In Jesus' name.
U Isusovo ime.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you just have your seats for a moment?
Možete sjesti na trenutak.
I just want to show you something on the overhead before we read our scripture.
Želim vam pokazati nešto na projektoru prije nego što čitamo pismo.
Želim pokazati na projektoru da nije pređeme do mjesta pisma.
Can you see this on the screen?
Če vidite to?
Holy Ghost be bad.
Probuđenje Svetog Duha.
Prebuđenje Duha Svetog.
How many heard of the Welsh Revival?
Koliko vas je čuo za probuđenje Welsh?
Ili z vas slušava o probuđenje od Bali?
It was a revival in the country of Wales.
Bilo je to probuđenje u zemlji Wales.
In
Bali.
1904 to 1906.
Od 1904 do 1906.
Od 1904 do 1906.
Does anyone know how this revival started?
Zna li neko kako je to probuđenje počelo?
Čim to iz vas veja kako se počelo što je to probuđenje?
Do we know how it started?
Znamo li.
Čim vidite što je to počelo?
It started in a young people service.
Počelo je na službi za mlade ljude.
Raspočelo se na boženstvu mlade žene.
It wasn't in the main service.
Nije to bilo u glavnoj službi.
To nije bilo glavna usluga.
When the whole congregation was there.
Kada je tamo bila cijela zajednica.
Kada je bilo tamo cijela zgromadzanje.
It was in a young people's meeting.
Nego na službi za mlade.
Da ponaskupaju mlade žene.
This is a young lady.
Ovo je mlada dama.
Flora Vietan.
Flora Evans.
Flora Evans.
Flora Evans.
Go to the next. And she was a teenager.
Ona je bila teenager.
She's about 16 or 18 years old.
Imala je 16 ili 18 godina.
And it was in a young people's service.
I na službi za mlade.
I to bilo na božanskim mladežovem.
That she publicly confessed that she loved the Lord Jesus Christ with all her heart.
Javno je ispovjedila da voli Isusa Krista svim svojim srcem.
Jer publicno je znala da miluje Pana Isusa Kristusa.
She did this in the morning in the youth meeting in her church.
Napravila je to ujutro na sastanku za mlade u njezinoj crkvi.
And those,
simple words.
I te jednostavne riječi.
I te proste slova.
When I was reading about this.
Kad sam čitao o tome.
Kad ja to čitala.
They said she just lifted up her hands.
Rekli su da je digla ruke.
I to dječa, ona se podnesla rence.
And said, Lord Jesus.
I rekla, Gospode Isuse.
Rekla, Pani Jezu.
I love you with all of my heart.
Ja te volim svim svojim srcem.
I uvijek sve moje srce.
And the Holy Spirit dropped down into that meeting.
Sveti Duh se spustio na taj sastanak.
And from that young people service.
I od te službe za mlade.
There was a revival that spread through all of Wales.
Proširilo se probuđenje po celom Walesu.
Od tego na tom božanstvu gdje žive Wales počeo se probuđenje po celoj Wales.
And over 100,000 souls were won for Christ.
I gotovo 100,000 duša je pridobljeno za Krista.
But it started in a meeting like what happened today.
I počelo je na sastanku kako mi imamo danas.
A raspočelo se na zbrojenje takvim jak mamo teraz tutaj.
These words were the spark that lit a revival fire in her church.
Te su riječi bile iskra koje su zapalile vatru probuđenja u njezinoj crkvi.
To była to zgromadzenie było taką istą, która rozpoczęła przebudzenie dla całego kościoła.
And it spread into that whole west of Wales area.
I rozszerzyło się po zachodzie Walesa.
I rozszerzyło się po całym zachodzie Walii.
These words were spoken on Sunday, February 14th, 1904.
Izgovorene su 14. 2. U nedjelju 1904.
Słowa były powiedziane w niedzielę 14. lutego 1904 roku.
And it started an outpouring of God. Actually, it was an international revival.
I zapravo je počelo međunarodno probuđenje i djelanje Boga.
I teraz počelo takie międzynarodowe przebudzenie.
This man is a minister.
Ovaj čovjek je propovjednik.
Seth is propovjednik.
Seth Joshua.
Seth Joshua.
In September of the same year.
Iste godine u septembru.
This evangelist Seth Joshua.
Ovaj evangelist Seth Joshua.
He was speaking at a convention.
Govorio je na jednoj konvenciji.
A mluvio na zgromadzenja.
That included those young people that were at that service.
Koja je uključivala te mlade koji su bili na toj službi.
Bili również mlađi ljudi.
And he had been praying for years that God would raise up a young man.
I on se godinama molio da Bog podigne mlade.
I on molio se njemu šest zlata, ali Bog zbudi modernog čovjeka.
From the pits, the coal pits, to revive the churches.
Da probudi crkve.
aby przebudzić zbór.
Little did he know that on this Thursday in September, his prayer was to be answered in a life-changing experience for a 26-year-old young man. His name was Evan Roberts.
Nie ni znao da će u četvrtak 29. septembra 1904. njegova molitva biti ogovorena i promijeniti život, životno iskustvo da je 6 godina starog studenta Evan Robertsa.
Niewiele wiedział, że ten czwartek 29 września 1904 roku jego modlitwy zostaną wysłuchane i 26-letni student właśnie otrzyma przeżycie.
So these were people just like us.
Tak, to są byli ludzie, kao što smo mi.
To są ludzie tacy jak my.
Just like you.
Kao što ste vi.
Tak jak wy.
We'll go to the next slide.
Przejdźmy do następnego slajdu.
This is what this young man looked like.
Evo kako je izgledao ovaj mladi čovjek.
Tak bilo na mladi čovjek.
Just a normal, natural looking young person.
Normalan, prirodnog izgleda mladi čovjek.
On the next slide.
Vrgledajanci mladi čovjek.
So during 1904, Seth Joshua had been holding missions all over Wales when he first came into contact with this young man, Evan Roberts.
1904. je Seth Joshua održavao misionariju po cijelom Walesu, uključujući taj dio, prije nego što je sreo Evana Robertsa.
W roku 1904 Sir Joshua przeprowadzał taką misję przez całą Walię. Nabożeństwa były w Newcastle również, gdzie po raz pierwszy spotkał się z Evan Robertsem.
And it was a certain prayer that this minister prayed that so touched Evan, and the words, bend me now, O Lord, bend me now.
I bio se to određene riječi koje ovaj propovjednik Sir Joshua izmolio, i koje su toliko dotakle Evana, i to riječi, sveži me, Gospode.
I była pewna modlitwa, którą modlił się właśnie Seth w tym nabożeństwie. Złam mnie teraz, Panie. I później stały się właśnie te słowa również Evansa.
Can we say, bend me now, Lord?
Możemy powiedzieć, sveži me, Gospode.
Możemy również powiedzieć, złam mnie, Panie.
Break me now, Lord.
Złam mnie, Gospode.
That desire of God in that minister.
Ta želja Božja u tom propovjedniku.
To pragnenje v tem slugujoncem.
Speaking of that convention.
Koji je govorio na toj konvenciji.
Koji je govorio na toj zgromadzenju.
Caused a young man.
Uzrokovao je na mladi čovjek.
Spomodovao, že ten mladi
čovjek. To get lit with a great fire for God.
Bude zapalen s velikom vatrom za Boga.
Da sam zapalen velikim ognjem za Boga.
That can happen at this convention.
I to se može dogoditi na ovoj konvenciji.
Amen. Amen. Maybe it was a young people's meeting just like this.
Možda je to bio sastanak za mlade kao što je ovaj.
And the Holy Spirit came back. And the Holy Spirit came down on a teenager.
I Sveti Duh se spustio na tinejdžera.
I Duh Święty zszedł na nastolatka.
And from that one meeting.
Od tog jednog sastanka.
God spread through all of Wales.
Bog se proširio po cijelom Walesu.
Here I think that's wonderful.
Bóg przeszedł
przez
całą
Walię. To nie jest wspaniałe.
Go to the next slide. And I put this slide together for you in my room. Holy Ghost Revival.
I sastavio sam ovaj slide za vas u sobi, probuđenje Svetog Duha.
Ten slide
služio
za vas.
Serbia. Croatia.
Hrvatska.
Slovenija.
Slovenija.
Bosnia.
Bosnia.
Poland.
Poljska.
Czech Republic. Germany. And Romania. May God give us a Holy Ghost Revival. Amen. Let's just stand to our feet.
Ustanimo na noge.
Turn to the book of Joshua.
Otvorimo Jošu.
Vratimo se do Jozue. Jozue.
I want to speak this afternoon on under commission.
Ovo popodne želim govoriti na temu pod poslanjem.
Chcemo mi dzisiejszego wieczora na temat pod poleceniem.
Joshua chapter 1.
Jošua prvo poglavlje.
Vratimo se do Jozue.
In verse 1 it says, after the death of Moses,
Prvi stih kaže, poslije smrti Mojsija.
Pierwszy wiersz mówi, po śmierci Mojżesza.
So I want you to follow this closely with me today.
Żeby na oko bardziej opratite sa mną.
Chciałem, abyście uważnie śledzili mnie dzisiaj.
Because Moses had a prophetic commission.
Jer Mojsij imao proročko poslanje.
Ponieważ Mojsij miał prorockie wezwanie.
And Joshua had a commission.
A Joshua imao poslanje.
I Jozue też miał posłannictwo.
And that was in verse 2-11.
To jest w drugim do 11 stichu.
I to jest pierwsza od 2 do 11.
God spoke to Joshua.
Bóg mówi Joshua.
Bóg przemówił do Jozuego.
Said in verse 2.
W drugim stichu.
Moses, my servant, is dead.
Kaže, moje sluga, Mojsij je umro.
Drugi wiersz, Mojsij, mój sługa, umarł.
Now therefore rise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel.
Zato sad ustani, prijeđi preko tog Jordana, ti i sam taj narod u zemlju koju dajem sinovima Izraelovim.
Teraz więc wstań, przeszedł się tu przez ten Jordan, ty i cały ten lud do ziemi, którą ja im synom izraelskim daję.
So if you read later from verse 2 down to verse 9,
ako poslije budete čitali od 2. do 9. stiha,
jeśli później czytacie od 2. do 9. wiersza,
you'll see that God was speaking to Joshua.
Vidjet ćete da Bog govori Joshua.
Widzimy, że Bóg mówi do Jozuego.
To be strong and of a good courage.
Da bude snažan i hrabar.
Ale był silny i miał odwagę.
So Moses had a commission.
Tako Mojsij je imao poslanje.
Jozue miał posłannictwo.
Joshua had a commission.
Joshua imao poslanje.
Jozue miał posłannictwo.
And then the people were under this commission.
A onda ljudi su bili pod tim poslanjem.
I ljudi bili pod tim posłannictwem.
To go and possess the land.
Da odu i zauzmu zemlju.
A da išli i posjeti zemlju.
Turn over to chapter 2.
Otvorite drugo poglavlje.
Drugi rozdział.
Verse 1.
Prvi stih.
I want you to watch the commission of these two spies.
Želim da pogledate poslanje ova dva uhoda.
Želim, abyście oglądali poslanictvo tih dvuh špijegov.
That is a type of you and I today.
Jer to je tip mene i vas danas.
Ponieważ to je svet na sebi na mne dzisiaj.
Joshua 2, verse 1.
Joshua 2, prvi stih.
Drugi rozdział, pierwszy wiersz.
And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, go, view the land, even Jericho.
Joshua sin Nunov posla potajno iz Šitima dvojicu uhode s nalogom. Idite, izvidite područje osobito Jericho.
Jozue sin Nuna wysłał z Šitim potajemnie dwóch mężów, jako wywiadowców, mówiąc, idźcie, obejrzyjcie ziemię i Jericho.
And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there.
Oni odu i stignu u kuću bludice koja se zvala Rahaba i ondje prenoće.
Pošli tate i stampili do domu pevne ježavnice imenjen Rahab i uložili se tam do snu.
Heavenly Father.
Nebeski Otče.
Ojče nebeski.
We're just young.
Mi smo mladi.
Jesteśmy młodzi.
But the scripture says.
Ali pismo kaže.
Ali pismo mówi.
Early will I seek thee.
Rano ću te tražiti.
We're seeking you this afternoon.
Mi te tražimo ovo popodne.
Szukamy Ciebie dzisiaj, te popołudniu.
And may you come from the oldest to the youngest of these young people.
I dođi od najstarijeg do najmlađeg od ovih mladih ljudi.
I przyjdź od najmłodszego i najstarszego z tych młodych ljudi.
And help us to understand.
I pomozi nam da razumijemo.
I pomoz nam zrozumieć.
That we also are under commission.
Da smo i mi također pod poslanjem.
Že my też jesteśmy pod poslanictvem.
Not just Moses.
Ne samo Mojsije.
Nie tylko Mojżesz.
Not just Joshua.
Ne samo Joshua.
Nie tylko Jozue.
But now we as the people.
Nego mi kao narod.
A teraz my jako ludzie.
Young people.
Mladi ljudi.
Mladi ljudi.
Of this generation.
Ove generacije.
Tego pokolenia.
Are under commission.
Oni su pod poslanjem.
Pod poslanictvem.
To fulfill the word of God.
Da ispune Božju riječ.
A da vedemi slovo Bože.
Bless us now together.
Blagoslovi nas sada zajedno.
Blagoslovi nas teraz razem.
Just for these next few minutes we pray.
Ovih nekoliko sljedećih minuta mi molimo.
Molimo se na nastavnete kilka minut.
In Jesus' name.
U Isusova ime.
U ime Jezusa.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
I vas Bog poslani.
You can have your seat.
Možete.
Isn't this an exciting day?
Ja, ovo je budni dan.
Što da nije se sprijavati dženje?
No, są na dzień dobry, znaję.
Jakie słowa są powiedzieć?
Niektórzy z was zagrażają.
Follow this with me here in the scripture.
Dajcie to ode za mną w pismu.
Podążajcie za mną w tych miejscach pismu.
In verse 1.
W drugim stiku.
Chapter 2.
Druga
glawa. Drugi rozdział.
We only have 6 recorded words of Joshua to these 2 spies.
I mamy samo 6 wierszy Joshua, które są zapisane. A to je dal ove dvojci uhoda.
Máme toto šest slov zapísaných, ktoré Jozue užil do tých dvoch špiehov.
Go, view the land, even Jericho.
Idite, izvidite područje, osobito Jerihon.
Idite, obejrite zemiom Jerihon.
It's not a lot of words, is it?
To nie je puno riječi, da ne.
But they were under commission.
Oni
byli pod poslanjem.
So they came across Jordan and came to Rahab's house.
Tako prešli su Jordan i došli su u Rahabinu kuću.
Look in verse 12.
Pogledajte 12. stih.
12. vjerš.
Rahab began to speak to them.
Rahab im počinje govoriti.
Rahab počela na njih mluvit.
Therefore I pray you swear unto me by the Lord.
Zakunite mi se dakle, Jakom.
Since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token.
Znači, te idi učiniti milost domu ocu moga, kao što ja učinim milost vama i dajte mi pouzdani znak.
Czy ja wiatra zaufam łaską, tak wy również okażecie łaskę domowi mojego ojca i dajcie mi go rękę, znak.
So Rahab was asking for a true token.
Rahab je tražila pravi znak.
A Rahab prosila o pravdivý znak.
She was looking for something that was real.
Tražila je nešto, što je stvarno.
Ona šukala čegoš realnego.
Amen.
Amen.
She was a harlot.
Bila je bludnica.
Ona bila nežadnica.
So she had been looking for love.
Tako tražila je ljubav.
Ona šukala milosti.
In all the wrong places.
Ale na krivim mjestima.
Ružnim mjestima.
But God was getting ready to bring a deliverance to her life.
Ali Bog se spremao da donese oslobođenje u njezin život.
Ali Bog želio je dati to pravdivo oslobođenje.
She wanted a true token.
Željela je istinski znak.
And verse 13. Look at verse 13.
13. stih
pogledamo.
And that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have and deliver our lives from death.
Znači, to ostavite na životu moga oca i moju majku, braću, moju sestru, moje sve njihovo i da ćete nas izbaviti od smrti.
Brother Branham said,
Ostavite na životu mojega oca i moju matku i moji braći, moje sestre i wszystkich i bliskih i ostavite nas od smrti.
Sorry.
Brother Branham said some things about Rahab.
Brother Branham kaže neke stvari o Rahabi.
And as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee.
So I will
be with thee.
So I will be with thee.
Are you
listening? Rahab didn't ask to see a Joshua sign.
Rahab nije tražila da vidi Jošuin potpis.
Rahab nije prosila o to, żeby zobaczyć znak Jozuego.
She just heard.
Ona je samo čula.
Ona tylko słyszała.
He said Rahab was a type of the believer today.
Kaže, Rahab je bila tip vjernika danas.
Rahab bila tip vjernika dzisiaj.
Rahab believed it without seeing anything.
Rahab je vjerovala bez da išta vidjela.
Rahab vjerovala to bez vidjenja čegokoli.
That's a lot like us young people.
To je jako slično nama, mladi ljudi.
To je tak, jak vjeru z nas dzisiaj.
We never saw Brother Branham.
Nismo nikad vidjeli brata Branhama.
Nikad nije vidjeli brata Branhama.
We wasn't in his meetings.
Nismo bili na njegovim
sastancima.
But we are hearing the word today.
Ali danas čujemo riječ.
Ali slušamo slova dzisiaj.
And there's a group of young people in this generation.
I postoji grupa mladih u ovoj generaciji.
I jest grupa mladih ljudi u toj generaciji.
They never saw brother Branhama.
Nisu nikad vidjeli brata Branhama.
Oni nikad nije vidjeli brata Branhama.
They weren't there in the 60s or in the 50s.
Nisu živjeli u 60-im ili 50-im godinama.
But we're alive today.
Ali mi smo živi danas.
Ali mi živimo dzisiaj.
And we believe the word of God.
Mi vjerujemo Božju riječ.
I vjerujemo Slovo Božjemu.
Without seeing all the signs.
Bez da smo vidjeli sve znakove.
Bez vidjenja nekih znakova.
And all wonders.
Sva čudesa.
I cudu.
We just take the word of God.
Jednostavno uzmemo Božju riječ.
Vjerujemo Slovo Božje.
And that's a wonderful generation.
I to je divna generacija.
I to je spanjala generacija.
Because God has confidence in you.
Amen.
Jer Bog ima povjerenje u vas.
Ponieważ Bóg ma zaufanie do was.
God has confidence in you.
Bog ima povjerenje u vas.
Bóg ma zaufanie do was.
But the Bible said something else about Rahab.
Abraham kaže još nešto o Rahab.
Abraham coś więcej powiada o Rahab.
That she didn't have to see a sign.
Da ona nie morala vidjeti znak.
That ona nie musiała vidjeti znaku.
That Joshua could do with his hand or with a stick.
Kojeg je Joshua morala napisati rukom ili štapom.
Który jest mu uczynić ręką czy laską.
She just believed.
Ona jednostavno wierzyła.
Ona po prostu wierzyła.
She said this.
Rekla je ovo.
Ona powiedziała.
I've never seen him do it.
Nisam ga nikad vidjela da on to napravio.
Nigdy nie widziałam jak on to robi.
But I believe in anyhow.
Ale bez obzira wierzyłem.
Ale wierzę tam mimo wszystko.
She had never seen Joshua.
Nie nikad vidjela Joshu.
Ona nigdy nie widziała Jezuego.
She just heard of Joshua.
Sama je čula za Joshua.
Ona tylko słyszała o Jezuem.
She never seen God.
Nikad nie widziała Boga.
Ona nigdy nie widziała Boga.
She never seen any of the works of God.
Nikad nie widziała nikoga od Bożych dzieła.
Ona nigdy nie widziała żadnego dzieła Bożego.
She just heard.
Sama je čula.
Ona tylko słyszała.
Others had seen it.
Drugi su to vidjeli.
Inni widzieli.
And she believed by hearing it.
A ona je vjerovala tako što je čula.
A ona uvježila to s tom, co uslušava.
Amen?
Amen.
We're Rahab today.
Mi smo danas Rahaba.
Jesu Rahab dzisiaj.
We believe the word by hearing it.
Mi vjerujemo riječ tako što je čujemo.
Vježeme slovo przez slušenje.
Amen?
Amen? Amen.
Do you still have your Bibles?
Imate vaš Biblije?
Let's go to verse 14 together.
Ajmo skupo 14 stih.
This is the first recorded words of the two spies.
Ovo su prve zapisane riječi od dvije ukode.
To su riječi zapisane slova špijegu.
And the men answered her, our life for yours. If ye utter not this our business. And it shall be when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee.
Odgovoriše ljudi, životom svojim jamčimo za vas, samo ako nas ne izdate. Kad nam Jahve date zemlju, iskazat ćemo vam milost i vjernost.
Rzekli i kazać ci mężowie, życiem naszym ręczymy za was, jeżeli nie rozgłosicie tej naszej sprawy, a gdy potem Pan da nam tę ziemię, okażemy ci łaskę i dochowamy wierności.
Then she let them down by a cord through the window.
Right.
For her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall.
Rahaba ih zatim spusti po konopu kroz prozor, jer joj je kuća bila u Bedem i ona je do Bedema stanovala.
Następnie spuściła ih na linię przez okno, bo dom jej był budowany w mur miasta i w murze mieszkała.
So we find in verse 18.
U 18 stihu nalazimo.
W 18 wierszu znajdujemy.
That she was to bind this scarlet cord in the window.
Że trebala ovaj bludnički konopac zavezati za prozor.
Że miała umieścić ten szkarłatny sznur w oknie.
These are the words of the spies.
Ovo su riječi uhoda.
To są słowa tych szpiegów.
And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's house home unto thee.
Sakupi kod sebe kuću svoga oca i svoju majku i svoju braću i svu svoju rodinu.
A swego ojca i matkę i braci całą rodzinę swego ojca zbierzesz u siebie w domu.
So verse 21 says, she said, according unto your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window.
21 stih, a ona odgovori, neka bude kako rekoste, tada ih pusti i oni odoše, a ona zaveza za prozor crvenu vrpcu.
21 wiersz. Ona rzekła, jak powiedzieliście, tak będzie. Wypuściła ich wtedy, a oni poszli. Ona zaś przywiązała czerwony sznur do okna.
So if we look at verse 23 and 24.
Ako pogledamo 23 i 24.
They came back to Joshua.
Vratili su se Joshua.
Oni wrócili do Jozuego.
And spoke unto him those things that they had encountered, befell them.
I rekli mu stvari koje su vidjeli.
I opowiedzieli mu o tych rzeczach, które zobaczyli.
Look at verse 24.
Pogledajcie 24 stich.
Patrząc na 24 wiersz.
They said unto Joshua.
I rekosze Joshua.
I rzekli do Jozuego.
Truly the Lord hath delivered thee into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us.
Jahve nam je svutu krajinu predao ruke sve njezine stanovnike uhvatio strah pred nama.
Pan dao cijelu zemlju u naše ruke, a także wszyscy mieszkańcy drżą przed nami.
They brought back a faithful report, didn't they?
vjeran izvještaj, zar nisu?
Oni prinijeli vjerni raport.
The Lord's delivered the land into our hands.
Gospode dao zemlju u naše ruke.
Pan nam zao utrženje u naše rence.
We need more commissioned men and women.
Mi trebamo više ljudi koji imaju poslanje.
Potrebujemo vjence i takvih men.
They bring back a faithful report.
Koji će donijeti vjeran izvještaj.
Amen. Brother Brown talked about that.
Brother govori o tome.
He said Joshua chose two spies.
I kaže Joshua je izabrao dvojicu u
kola. On pa vidio što je Joshua je izabrao dvoj špijeni.
Moses had chose 12.
Mojsije je izabrao 12.
Mojsije je izabrao 12.
And you remember the evil report they brought back of the land.
Sjećate se lošeg izvještaja koji su oni donijeli do zemlje.
And remember that. There's an evil report.
Je bio loš
izvještaj.
Da bi
watch Joshua.
Gledajte
Joshua.
Under the new ministry.
Pod novom službom.
He never did that.
On to nikad nije napravio.
He never did that. He knows when you get 1500 different ideas.
On zna kad dobijete 1500 različitih ideja.
On vije da imate 1000 pomisli.
You got 1500 confusion.
Imate 1500 zbrka.
Jesu mnje 500 drugih zdanja.
But he sent two.
Ali on je poslao dvojicu.
Ali on poslao tuk od dvoj.
And he said, go over there and spy out the land.
I rekao, odite preko i uhodite zemlju.
Veća vića i pribuđite u ženje.
Amen. Everybody doing okay?
Just to see what
you're under commission.
This is the
poslanica.
We're getting our marching orders. Marching orders.
Dobijamo svoje naredbe za marš.
Brother Juraš should be able to tell you about that.
Juraš nam može reći o tome.
We're listening to the captain.
Mi slušamo kapetana.
He's letting us know we're under commission.
I ono mi je dao da znaje da smo pod poslanjem.
In this day.
U ovom danu.
Let's go to Joshua chapter 6.
Odemo u Joshua 6. Poglavlje.
So they crossed Jordan and they came up to the city of Jericho.
Ako su prešli Jordan i došli do grada Jerihona.
Verse 16. Do you remember how God told him to march around the walls of Jericho?
Sjećate se kako je Bog rekao da marširaju oko zidova Jerihona? Pamjetaće
je
Bog mu
rekao da kružili oko mjesta.
Do y'all sing that song here? Joshua fought the battle of Jericho.
Da li pjevate tu pjesmu ovdje, Joshua i osvojio Jericho?
You're
supposed to sing it.
Do
y'all sing that song?
Da li pjevate tu pjesmu?
Joshua fought the walls of Jericho.
Joshua je srušio zidove
Jericho.
And the walls came tumbling down.
I zidove su se srušio.
I more ukazuje.
Okay, so they were instructed by the word. Everyone was to march around the walls.
Svako mora marširati oko zidova.
Kada je marširava izvakute muru?
Once every day.
Jednom svaki dan.
Raz na dan.
And then on the seventh day.
I onda sedmog dana.
How many times was they supposed to go around the seventh day?
Kako su puta trebali sedmog dana?
Seven times, thank you. So how many times total did they go around the walls of Jericho?
Koliko su na puta ukupno išli?
This is a math question.
Matematičko
pitanje.
Once for 6 days.
Jedan put za 6 dana.
Jedan put za 6 dni.
7 times the seventh day.
7 puta 7 dan.
So how many times did they go around the walls?
Koliko su puta išli?
How many? Look in verse 16. And it came to pass the seventh time, when the priest blew with the trumpet, Joshua said unto the people, shout!
A za sedmog obilaska snagno zatrude svećenici u rogove, a Joshua reče narodu, skličite.
Za siódmym razem, gdy kapłani zatrąbili na trąbach, rzekł Jozue do ludu: znieście okrzyk.
For the Lord hath given you the city.
Gdy wam Jahwe predał grad.
Gdyż Pan dał wam to miasto.
And the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord.
Grad neka bude heren, jak i uhvet i predan uništen sa svime što je u njemu.
A mjesto to i všetko, co v ním se znajduje, veď pod klonskou vanu.
Only Rahab the harlot shall live.
Samo budnica Rahaba da ostane živa.
Tylko Rahab prirodnica pozostanie przy życiu.
She and all that are with her in the house.
Ona i svi što su s njom u kući.
Ona i všetci, ktorí są s njom v domu.
Because she hid the messengers that we sent.
Jer je sakrila uhode koje smo poslali.
Ponieważ ukryła posłańce, które wysłaliśmy.
So we find in verse 20 that the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpet. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city.
Ta povika narodi odjeknuše trube, kad se zavali glas truba i vojni povici naroda, padaše zidovi i narod prodio grad svatko odavne gdje se nalazio i osvojiše ga.
Tedy lud zniósł okrzyk bojowy i zatrąbili na trąbach, a gdy lud usłyszał głos trąb, zniósł potężny okrzyk bojowy i mur rozpadł się w miejscu. Lud zaś krążył do miasta, każdy prosto przed siebie i zdobyli miasto.
Wreszcie
22 stich.
Joshua said unto the two men that had spied out this country, go into the harlot's house and bring out thence the woman and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her.
A one dvojice što su uhodili zemlju, reče Joshua, idite u kuću one bludnice, pa izvedite ženu sa svima njezinima, kako joj se zakleste.
Do obu zaś mężów, którzy przeprowadzili wywiad w tej ziemi, rzekł Jozue, idźcie do domu nierządnicy i wyprowadźcie stamtąd tę kobietę i wszystkich jej najbliższych, jak to jej przysięgliście.
And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had, and they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel.
I mladi ljudi uhode, odoše te izvedeše Rahabu, njezina oce, njezinu majku, braću i svu rodinu. Izvedoše sve njezine i stariše ih i smjestiše ih izvan izraelskog tabora.
I pošli mladjejci, koji preprovadili vivjat i preprovadili Rahab, jej oca i matka, jej braći i všestkih jej najbližših, celu jej rodinu preprovadili i umještili ih poza obozom izraelskim.
I'm sorry that it's taken so long to read this account.
Žao mi je što toliko dugo traje da pročitamo ovo.
Čekaj mi, što tako za dugo zajme nam čitanje.
But it's important for us to catch that we're under a commission today.
Ali važno je da shvatimo da smo mi pod poslanjem danas.
Ali je važno da smo uhvatili da jesteš pod poslanjstvom.
These two young men that were spies.
Ova dva mladića, uhode.
Te dvog mladića, koji bili i špijegani.
It's also mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11.
Pomenujte su u Hebrejima 11. poglavlje.
Jeste rovnje spomljene u Hebrejčeku kroz 11.
That by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not.
Da vjerom Rahaba budnica nije poginula s onima koji nisu vjerovali.
Že přes vjerom ježenica Rahab je zginjela s nevjeroncemi.
When she had received the spies with peace.
Kad je u miru primila uhode.
Gdy spokojno prijela šnjegu.
So I have some questions to ask you today.
Tako, postavljamo pitanje danas.
Mam do was kilka pytań dzisiaj.
Who sent these two young men?
Kto posłał owa dwa młoda człowieka?
Kto posłał tych dwóch młodzieńców?
Who sent them?
Kto ich posłał?
Anybody here now?
No, nie wiem.
Ktoś wie?
Yes.
Jesus.
Jesus? Joshua?
Joshua.
Holy Spirit?
Święty Duch.
Joshua did.
Joshua.
Jesus jest Duch Święty.
Who commissioned these spies?
Kto posłał? Kto dał posłanie owym uchodama?
To im dał posłanictwo.
Who commissioned them to go to Jericho?
Kto im dał posłanie, da idą w Jericho?
Kto im rozkazał, aby szli do Jericha?
Joshua did, right?
Joshua.
To był Jezue.
Let's all say Joshua.
Let's all say Joshua.
Joshua did. Who's Joshua type of today?
Kto jest Joshua typ dla nas?
Czego typem jest Jezue dzisiaj dla nas?
Type of the Holy Spirit.
Typ Świętego Ducha.
Typem Ducha Świętego.
Who chose these young men?
Kto odebrał owe mladiće?
Kto wybrał tych młodych ludzi?
Who chose them to go and do this?
Kto ich odebrał do ovu i to naprawę?
Kto wybrał ich, aby poszli i zrobili to?
Who selected them?
Kto ich je izabrał?
Kto ich wybrał?
Where did they get their authority?
Odakle su dobili svoj autoritet?
Skod mjeli svoj autoritet.
To tell Rahab.
Da kažu Rahabi.
Ali povijeli se Rahab.
And then that she and her family would be saved.
Da će ona i njezina obitelj biti spašena.
Že ona i rođena bilo zbavljeni.
Who gave them the rights to make these decisions?
Ko je dao pravo da donesu te odluke?
Ko dao ih pravo da budemo valjene decizije?
Joshua gave them the rights.
Joshua im je dao pravo.
Jozua dao im to pravo.
Is that true?
Je to točno?
To je pravda.
And when all the walls of Jericho came crashing down.
I kad su se svi zidovi Jerihona počeli rušiti.
I kad je te more upadle.
Samo je jedan dio grada sačuvan.
Gledamo jedna iz mjesta koja je bilo stala.
And it was Rahab's house.
To je bila Rahabina kuća.
Is that true? That's a miracle.
To je čudo.
To je čudo.
Because when all the walls were crashing down.
Kad su se svi zidovi rušili.
Vi imate što svijete more što
je stala. It was only this one house that was left standing.
Samo je jedna kuća ostala stojati.
Bilo da nije jedan dom pozostao.
Would you agree today?
Da li biste složili
danas?
That these spies had power with God?
Da su ove uhode imale moć kod Boga?
Would you agree with that?
Kad se mijeni moć od Boga?
God honored their word!
Bog je poštivao njihovu riječ.
God honored them!
Bog ih je poštivao.
Bog ih honorovao.
So what does that mean for us today?
Što to znači za nas danas?
Što to znači za danas?
Because we're just young people, young men and young women.
Da mi smo samo mladi ljudi, mlade žene i muškarci.
But
we also are under commission.
Ali mi također smo pod poslanjem.
Ali ne rukuje se što je pod poslanjista.
And we are all old enough to understand.
I svi smo dovoljno stari da razumijemo.
I jeste što je dovoljno da razumijeti.
That we are under commission to go in and take a land.
Da je naše poslanje da odemo i zauzmemo zemlju.
Če jeste što je pod poslanjista i odemo zaista zemlju.
And all heaven. Behind you and me.
Da je naš, da tako.
All heaven is behind us.
Da je cijelo nebo iza nas podupire.
I svako nebo nas spira.
We've been given a message.
Nama je dana poruka.
Zdano nam dana poselstvo.
A full restoration.
Potpuna obnova.
Full redemption.
Potpuno otkupljenje.
Pravno otkupljenje.
The whole book is open to us young people.
Cijela knjiga nam je otvorena mlađima.
Sada vam širi za nas pravce mlađi ljudi.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Brown has done this part.
Da Brown je napravio svoj dio.
He was under a prophetic a commission.
On je imao tu proročko poslanje.
On je imao proročko poslanjstvo.
And the Holy Spirit.
I Sveti Duh.
A Duh Svete.
Which is a type of Joshua.
Što je tip Joshua.
To je istina Jozueva.
He's doing his part.
On radi svoj dio.
On čini svoju čast.
Are you doing your part?
Da li vi radite svoj dio?
Svoju čast.
Where is that young lady that's here?
Gdje ta mlada dama Brown ovdje?
And say, Lord Jesus, I love you with all of my heart. And for the Holy Spirit to drop down. And to do something for us as a congregation. Or for you, go back to your church. Go back to your home. And to make a difference.
Ne napravite
razliku.
Where are those young men?
Gdje su ti mladići?
Gdje sam ti mladenci?
That Brother Branham spoke about.
O kojima je Brother Branham govorio.
In why little Bethlehem?
I prokujem, zašto mali Bethlehem?
Who?
Poselski mali Bethlehem.
Who is going to fight their way?
Ko će se probiti?
To već će se bijat.
Through all the unbelief.
Kroz cijelu nevjeru.
Samo nevjeru.
In our school.
U našim školama.
Naša škola.
In our neighborhoods.
U susjedstvu.
Susjedstvu.
Where are they at?
Gdje su oni?
Gdje su?
They will draw their swords.
Koji će izvući mač.
Koji će crno mjež.
And fight their way.
I probiti se.
Prebijaju se.
Through all the unbelief.
Kroz cijelu nevjeru.
Samo nevjeru.
To give Jesus Christ.
Da da Isus Hristu.
Da da će Isus Hristu.
A fresh drink of water.
Svježu vodu da se napije.
Svježu kupetnu vode.
Are we going to do that?
Da li ti to napravio?
We're under commission.
Imamo poslanje.
When you read Romans chapter 8.
Da čitate Rimljane 8.
Ja čitam 8.
The Bible says the whole creation.
Biblija kaže cijelo stvorenje.
Biblija kaže cijelo stvorenje.
It's groaning.
Uzdiše.
Zdiha.
It's groaning.
Ono uzdiše.
It's under birth pains.
Ono je pokorjenim bolima.
Je zbora rođenja.
To bring forth the sons and daughters of God.
Da donese sinove i kćeri Bože.
Da donese sinove i kćeri Bože.
If we put this microphone right here.
Ako stavili ovaj mikrofon ovdje.
This microphone right here.
Ten mikrofon tutaj.
And we just put it out there by that tree.
I kad bi ga stavili kada onog drveta.
Da bi se postavili kod tamo tržava.
Or out there by that grass.
Ili kada ove trave.
If it had a voice.
Kad bi imala glas.
Kad bi imala glas.
It would say something like this.
Rekla bi nešto ovako.
Rekla bi nešto ovako.
I'm groaning.
Ja uslišem.
I'm groaning.
Ja uslišem.
All creation's groaning.
Sada stvorenje uslišem.
Sada stvorenje zdeha.
For the manifestation.
Za manifestaciju.
Of the Son of God.
Sino Bože.
Sino Bože.
Amen.
Amen.
It would be so much easier if we were just one language and we could speak freely.
Bilo bi puno jednostavnije kad bi bio samo jedan jezik da možemo slobodno govoriti.
Bilo bi prošli kad bismo imali jedan jezik i mogli da govorimo slobodno.
It's very important though for us to catch what God's saying to us today.
Bilo je važno da uhvatimo šta nam to Bog govori danas.
Jer je isto bardzo važno da smo uhvatili sa Bogom govori danas.
Because they had a voice out there.
Jer kad bi oni tamo imali glas.
Ili baš kad bi tamo tuko oni imali glas.
They would be saying this.
Govorio bi bi ovo.
Oni bi tamo umili.
I am groaning.
Ja uzdišem.
Ja zdiham.
So that all of you in that room there.
Tako da svi vi u ovoj sobi ovdje.
Dakle, tim pomišćenjem.
We come to perfection.
Dođete na savršenstvo.
Dakle, došli do doskonalosti.
Come to maturity.
Do zrelosti.
Do zrelosti.
Would you please hurry up?
Hoćete li molim vas požuriti?
Pospješite se, prosim.
Because I'm groaning.
Ja uzdišem.
Ponieważ ja zdiham.
Amen.
Amen.
We're under a rapture commission.
Naše poslanje je uznesenje.
Jesteśmy pod posłannictwem zachwycenia.
You know when these two spies went down there to Jericho?
A co we dwa uko do tych
ludzi? Kiedy poszli Jericho? Poszli do Jericha.
I'm just only going to be a couple moments.
Macie już samo niekoľko minut tak
mówię. Tylko kilka minut.
They weren't taxiing back to Joshua.
Oni nisu javljali Joshua.
A je mi sad spodobno da se nasad da je zueto.
How many of you have a cell phone?
Skoliko si imam mobitel?
Jes vas na
telefonu. Don't they taxiing?
Da, nisu slavili SMS.
My cell phone doesn't work here in Serbia.
Moj mobitel ne radi u Srbiji.
Moj telefon nije djelak u Srbiji.
It's probably a good thing.
To je djelatno dobra stvar. To
je to nije dobra žeš.
Because I get texts, emails, phone calls all day long.
Da dobivam SMS, emailove, pozive cijeli dan.
Imamo
ću mu SMS, emaile cijeli dan. So I've had a real
good break here. Tako da mi ovdje pravi odmor bio.
These two spies from then went into Jericho.
Ova dvojica ukoraka su otišli u Jericho.
They weren't texting back to Joshua.
Nisu još u slavi SMS.
A oni pisali SMS da je zove.
Saying, is it okay?
I pitali ga, je li u redu?
Pitali se mi tako možda.
If we tell Rahab.
Da kažemo Rahabi.
Ime Rahab.
But oh my goodness. She's asking for her own family.
I slušaj, moli, to nas radi cijelo svoju obitelj.
I ona mu bi, o jasni, o ljudjana, prošla cijela rodina.
She wasn't emailing back to Joshua.
Ona nije slala nas da nije od Joshua.
Ona nije pisala na ima svrozem da je zvega.
They didn't pick up their cell phone and say, oh, Joshua!
Nisu uzeli mobitel i znali Joshua, o, Joshua.
Ona nije sjela telefon.
She's asking for her own family!
Ona hoće cijelo svoju obitelj.
Can we do that?
Smijemo li to napraviti?
I prosila sam na rodina, či možemo to zrobić?
It didn't happen like that!
To se nije dozvodilo
tako.
They were commissioned!
Oni su imali poslanje.
Oni imali poslanje.
Joshua trusted these men!
Joshua je imao povjerenje u ovaj ljudi.
And God trusted them.
Bog imao povjerenje u njih.
Because everything was crashing down.
Jer sve se drugo rušilo.
Wszystko się rozwalało.
Rahab came out alive.
A Rahab je izašla živa.
Rahab stala sa žićem.
There's an anointing that goes with the commission.
Sa poslanjem dolazi pomazanje.
S poslanicima ide namaštenje.
And you've been anointed by a prophet's message.
Vi ste pomazani prorokovom porukom.
Poslanici pomazani posljedstvom proroka.
Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't
that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Wouldn't it be great for Brother Branham to speak to us this afternoon?
Bi bilo lijepo da Branham govori popodne.
Če nije bilo da spanjalo da Branham govori do nas
iše? He is!
On govori.
On govori.
His commission is being spoken to us again.
Njegovo poslanje ponovo govori nama.
Njegovo poslanje je poslanicima iz nama obječano iše.
And the Holy Spirit is here!
I Sveti Duh je ovdje.
I Duh Święty je tutaj.
To speak to all of our hearts!
Da govori svim našim srcima.
A da govori za všetkih našim src.
That God is going to back up your word.
Da će Bog poduprijeti vašu riječ.
Če Bog presliša vaše djela.
God has confidence in you.
Bog ima povjerenje u vas.
Bog ima zaufanje u vas.
I think that's wonderful.
Ja mislim da je to divno.
So when these two brothers came back and started speaking to Joshua.
I kad su ova dva brata vratila i počeli razgovarati s Jošom.
Joshua didn't question their word.
Joshua nije ispitivao šta su oni tamo radili.
Jošua nije podavao kontrivačnih slova.
He didn't rebuke them for their boldness.
Nije ih sumnjičio, nije ih ukorio za njihovu hrabrost.
On ih nije gromio za ih odvagan, za ih...
He didn't take away or annul their promised word.
Nije porekao ili ukinuo njihovu obećanu riječ.
On je zapao slova koje oni dali.
He didn't say, what do you mean?
Nije rekao, pa šta ste mislili?
On je mogio, co vi sobie myślicie?
You told them that they would be saved.
Rekli ste im da će biti spašeni.
Vidjeliście ih, že oni zostanu zbavljeni.
That never happened.
To se nije dogodilo. To
se nije ne stalo.
Joshua had confidence in them.
Joshua imao povjerenje u
njih. Joshua imao zaufanje do njih.
And God backed it up.
I Bog je to podupro.
I Bog to popar.
Because their word was his word.
Njihova riječ je bil... Jer njihova riječ je bila njegova riječ.
Imaš ih slovo, bilo jedno slovo.
How they were thinking in their mind was how Joshua.
Ono kako su oni razmišljali bilo onako kako Joshua razmišljao, on je to prihvatio.
I mislio je tako zgodno sa članom Jozuego.
God wants to back up your word.
Bog želi poduprijeti vašu riječ.
Bog se prestati vaše slova.
He wants to back up your life.
Želi poduprijeti vaš život.
On se pošli vaše życie.
But he's only going to call young men and young women that are faithful.
Ali on će pozvati samo mlade ljude i žene koji su vjerni.
On se vezvać mlade ljudi koji su vjerni.
Gotta stay with the commission.
Morate ostati sa poslanjem.
Kože zostanu s tem poslanjstva.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's all I have.
To je sve što imam.
Sve što sam vam.
You're under commission.
Imate poslanje.
Sve što poslanjstva.
See, that's international language.
Vidite, to je međunarodni jezik.
To je međunarodni jezik.
You smile.
Vi se smijete.
Everybody knows.
Svi znaju.
Što se vjezam.
Let's stand our feet.
Let's stand our feet.
Maybe if we come back here to Serbia again.
Možda ako se ponovno vratimo u Srbiju.
Možete vratiti do Srbije jeste raz.
We can actually plan a young people's meeting.
Možemo zapravo isplanirati sastanke za mlade.
Would you like that?
Jesmo imali jako malo vremena da ovo danas pripremimo.
We love you very much.
Ja svojim jako puno.
You're the best. When I look into your faces, you know, if God loves you, I feel we ought to too.
Mislim da vi mi treba.
Amen. Let's
bow our heads.
In our lives, Lord.
U našim životima, Gospode.
Be glorified.
Budi proslavljen.
Lord, help each one of us.
Gospode, pomozi svakom od nas.
Pomoži každému z nas.
Stay faithful to the commission.
Da ostanemo vjerni poslanicu.
Lord, this is the new generation.
Gospode, ovo je nova generacija.
These are the ones that will see the rapture change.
Ovo su oni koji će vidjeti promjenu uznesenja.
We pray today.
I molimo danas.
For a Holy Ghost revival.
Za probuđenje Svetog Duha.
To break out in each one of their hearts.
Da probije u srce svakog od njih.
I'm sure there's many temptations and battles that they're facing.
Siguran sam da postoje mnogo kušnje i bitki koje oni prolaze.
That even us don't understand.
Da čak i mi ne razumijemo.
But Lord, would you take their burdens?
Gospode, hoćeš uzeti teret?
Would you answer their questions?
Hoćeš odgovoriti na njihova pitanja?
Would you fill them with your spirit?
Hoćeš ih ispuniti svojim duhom?
Would you give them courage?
Hoćeš im dati hrabrost?
Daj im odvagu.
Give them boldness.
Daj im odvažnost.
In Jesus' name.
U imenu
Isusa.
Let's just keep our heads bowed.
Držimo glave pognutima.
I wonder if you would slip your hand up to the Lord.
Pitam se ko bi podigao ruku Gospodu.
And say, Lord, I want to be faithful.
I rekao, Gospode, želim biti vjeran.
Panie, pragnę być wiernym.
I want to be true.
Prawdziwym.
You can just make this as a prayer.
I ovo možete napraviti kao
modlitvu.
Lord, keep me.
Gospode, drži me.
Panie, trzymaj mnie.
In these times that we're going through.
U ovim vremenima koje prolazimo.
W tym czasie, przez który przechodzimy.
As I go back to my home tomorrow.
Kad se sutra vratim kući.
Do jutra będę wracał na domu.
I pray that you'd be with me.
Molim te da budeš sa mnom.
Modlę się, abyś był ze mną.
Fill me with the Holy Ghost.
Ispuni me Svetim Duhom.
Napełni mnie Duchem Świętym.
Let there be a real revival.
Neka bude pravo probuđenje.
I nastane pravdive probuđenje.
Break out of my life.
Probi se u moj život.
Give me a greater love for you.
Daj mi veću ljubav za Tobom.
Daj mi veću milost za Tebe.
And a greater passion for your word.
I veću strast za Tvoju riječ.
I veće zamilovanje Tvojega slova.
In Jesus' name.
U Isusovo ime.
U ime Jezusa.
Amen.
Amen.
U mojom životu, Gospode, budi proslavljen.
U mojom životu, budi proslavljen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If anyone here hasn't ever been baptized,
ako neko ovdje nije bio nikad kršten,
and you've never given your heart to the Lord,
i niste nikad dali srce Gospodu,
I think today is a perfect day for that.
Mislim da je danas savršen dan za to.
I'm wondering how many here have been baptized.
Pita se koliko je ovdje vas kršteno.
Znači,
you have been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.
Neka Bog blagoslovi.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we've got a baptismal service. Is it 4 o'clock? 4 o'clock.
4 sata.
If you've never been baptized, seriously consider this.
Ozbiljno,
I
think it'd be a great victory for God.
Mislim da bi to bila velika pobjeda za Boga.
For
some to make their decision for Christ.
Da se neko odluči za Krista. To bi bila divna stvar.
My life shall be glorified.
At 4 o'clock at the parking lot.
U 4 sata na parkiralištu.
Pa 4 godine na parkingu.
Idem kolo za the back of the
service. Pričamo na službu krštenja.
Neđe mi jehali na usluga što?
Ne, ne, ne.
Neka zgodstvo
pa je to. Pa stavamo to svarno.